My name is Mike Forbisik, and I am running for the Nanaimo City Council. Just some background information on me to start with. My career is in education. I am a teacher in School District 68, where I mostly teach high school students. I have lived in the Nanaimo my whole life, and I'm grateful for that. I attended VIU, where I attained my Bachelor of Arts with majors in History and Political Studies, and eventually where I would go on to obtain my post-bac degree in education. I have served on various boards and committees over the years. I'm currently the Vice President of the VIU Alumni Association Board and the Rotary Club of Lanceville, where I also serve as their administration chair. I'm a director of the Nanaimo Art Gallery Board, past president of the Brecken Hill Neighborhood Association, and I also serve as a senator at VIU, and just very recently joined one of my union subcommittees. I've previously served on many other boards as well, but will not bore you with that right now. So as I said, I have lived in the Nanaimo my whole life, and I'm very passionate about our city. I'm running for the Nanaimo City Council because I've always been driven and motivated to make a positive impact in our community. I want to help our citizens and our community as a whole succeed. I feel strongly that I have the energy, integrity, listening skills, and most importantly, relationship building and advocacy skills that it takes to be an effective city councilor. As many of you would all agree, the Nanaimo is a great city, but we need to make it an amazing city. The people of the Nanaimo deserve to have someone on council that will work hard for them every day, and I feel ready for that responsibility. 4 years from now, I want to look back knowing that I made a positive impact in our community and that I've worked hard every single day for you. Now, moving on to my platform, I came up with a diverse platform here. I'm not a one single issue candidate. I'm trying to look at the actual issues that are most being felt by the Nanaimoites right now. Of course, the number one talked about thing is homelessness and social disorder. Now, although homelessness and social disorder arguably fall outside the community charter, it is our responsibility as councilors to be advocates of addressing the ongoing issue. Once elected, I will work collaboratively with other levels of government and nonprofits to find an effective multi-agency solution. Social disorder is something that has really impacted our city over the last decade. It has caused some citizens to feel unsafe and has caused many Nanaimoites to be afraid to go and enjoy our own beautiful downtown, hindering businesses, tourism, and community alike. Once elected, I will advocate for more security measures, including looking at increasing our funding for community policing initiatives, while at the same time addressing the underlying issues that have caused the problem that we see in the first place, i.e. mental health, addiction, poverty. I will look at holding the province accountable when it comes to getting more resources for those in need in our community. Many of us can remember when the social housing projects came, they were supposed to come with resources. They were supposed to come with job creating skills, counseling services, and it's to my understanding, it hasn't come with any of that. And the saddest part is that anyone on the street right now who were maybe, you know, suffering from addiction or anything like that, if they said, you know what, I want help, I want off this, good luck. That's the way it is right now. Basically, if you're lucky enough to get on a wait list to a rehab center or for counseling, it's very challenging. It could be a year-long thing, and it could be too late by then, quite frankly. So we need the province stepping up more. We need the province providing the Nanaimo with more support. We know that just a few years ago, the Nanaimo at one time was had the highest homeless rate per capita in Canada. That is unacceptable, and we need to hold these people accountable. I'll also take the issue very seriously and work hard on identifying ways forward that go beyond Band-Aid solutions. We need to think long-term, not just short-term moving forward. We know from some data that the majority of those that are displaced or those that are part of the social disorder in our community are actually from the area. Majority are from the area. So knowing that, thinking long-term, we need to be out there identifying the vulnerable youth and vulnerable people and finding ways to have the province work with those people and try to have mechanisms in place that can prevent these things, such as having more programs in schools and stuff like that. Now, the next thing that's really big is affordable housing. There's no doubt about it. The Nanaimo is an affordable housing crisis right now. Businesses are having a hard time keeping staff, and the places they do keep are spending all their paychecks, or most of their paychecks, I should say, on rent. This is hurting many people in our community, especially young families. Many young people that have recently graduated from VIU can't even afford to live in their own city. The list goes on, but at the end of the day, this is an issue being felt by everyone here. So as your counselor, I will support provincial, federal, and nonprofit initiatives. I will work collaboratively with these entities along with BC Housing. I will pay attention to other municipalities' efforts and examples of what has worked and what hasn't worked, and try to bring those success stories in the NIMO and see how we can play it out here. We also need to consider and incorporate supply and demand when talking about the NIMO's affordability crisis. We need to have a larger market with diversification. And on the same note, we need to look at permits. You know, we need to review the policies and procedures that make up the development approval processes to speed up the permit processing times. We can't just have some sort of affordable housing project proposed and then have it waiting 2 years just to get looked at, basically. We need to speed these processes up. And there's ways to do it. It won't be too challenging. We just need to commit to finding and retaining that talent and making sure the department is fully staffed. Next, environment and transportation. We know that the new city's OCP focuses heavily on the environment. And when it comes to environment and climate change, everything's interconnected. And what I tried to put forward were areas for the next 4 years where it will promote a healthier economy, community, and environment all in one. So looking at elements of the OCP that have identified some walkable neighborhoods and support alternative transportation infrastructure, making sure people can get around more in a cleaner way. But work collaboratively with the RDN in the province to advocate for increased and more frequent bus services, and making sure that no one's excluded in our city just because they don't own a vehicle. So by that, you know, I'm looking at seniors in this community, seniors that don't have a private bus system in the facility they're living in, and students as well. We need to make sure that they're included and that the transportation infrastructure is there and supporting them. Looking at creating some comprehensive park and beachland plans, this would kind of democratize parks, open parks, and give people a voice to what's implemented. We need to support the city's efforts to achieve some clean belt infrastructure moving forward, identify and where complete streets need to be built, and implement them when the infrastructure needs upgrading. So we'll still be frugal about these projects. So if we're doing complete streets, we need to do them when the infrastructure needs upgrading, which the city has gotten on board with. We also need to advocate for the federal government and the NIMO Port Authority to get some funding and some movement on the NIMO Waterfront Walkway Project. This, of course, promotes some more walking transportation, but also it's just something that could be really beneficial for our community as a whole. Many people want this. We need to find a path to get some groundwork going. Lots of money has been spent on this in the planning phases. We need to make sure that we get something going. We also need to look at ways to attract clean industry in the NIMO and retaining it. Speaking of retaining youth in our community, of course, we need to retain youth. We are a university town. We should be energetic and youthful and talented. But the fact of the matter is many of them can't afford to stay here or don't have too much interest in staying here. But we need to work on changing that. We need to make sure that the youth are heard in our community. So we need to bring back the NIMO Youth Advisory Council and look at other ways to make sure that our youth are heard, listened to, and represented in our community governance. We also need to work at maintaining youth, of course. This is economically important, and we just need to really find that path forward to keep our young talent here. Fiscal responsibility. As your counselor, I will advocate for no wasteful spending. I will thoroughly look at budgets. I want to make sure that you actually get value out of your taxpayer dollars. Many people feel they do not get value. We need to make sure that you're getting value and you're understanding where your taxpayer dollars are going and that it's not being wasted. Arts and culture, I think, is another thing. We all know NIMO is actually very rich in arts and culture. There's so much talent in the city, and we need to make sure that we can kind of support that, but we also need to recognize how it can actually really help our tourism industry as well. So not only does it enrich our lives, it can actually be economically very important to our city. So we need to make sure that Parks and Recreation and Culture Department have the tools and resources it needs to promote civic life to its full potential. Work with the city's new OCP when it comes to doing things such as adding more local public art and encouraging developers to contribute more public art for their projects. We also need to look at diversity in our town, in our city here. Equity, diversity, inclusiveness, that's what we need to look at a little bit as well. We need to look at strengthening diversity on city boards and committees. Making sure we're a welcoming city and ensuring that all new buildings and transportation options are universally acceptable to all. So public buildings need to have that accessibility. I think we all know at least someone that has some physical disabilities, we need to make sure that we are accommodating in a welcoming city. We also need to look at strengthening community relationships. Biggest one here, actually. Relationships matter. Without relationships with various stakeholders at other levels of government, there is not much council can achieve when it comes to tackling the biggest issues in our city. So as your councillor, I'm committed to working and strengthening, maintaining relationships with the federal, provincial government, surrounding Indigenous communities, VIU, the Port Authority, Nanaimo Airport, Chamber, hospital, nonprofits, all the various stakeholders that matter in a community that make a difference. We need those relationships. We're not going to get anything done without their cooperation. Lastly, I hope that you take a moment to visit my website, mindfulriversick.com. Send me an email if you like, if you have any questions. And, you know, on October 15th, I'm hoping I can ask for your hope, your confidence, your trust, and your vote. So thank you so much for taking the time to listen to me. And I hope to meet you all in person one day. Please feel free to email me through my website. And thank you so much for your consideration.
You know the road is clear for those who dare to make a place better and make it fair, where you're living it up just like in your dreams. And there's a secret code for those who know. It sets them free and it helps them grow.